This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and new details emerging in the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin. The shooter, not yet identified, was a female.
The shooter in Madison, Wisconsin, was a teenage girl, according to multiple law enforcement sources speaking to ABC News. That would go against the typical profile of a school active shooter. In this case, police say she killed a teacher and a fellow student. She was dead when police arrived. Multiple other people on campus are injured, including two students who are critically hurt from the shooting. Police say the motive remains unknown. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The man suspected of murdering United Healthcare CEO could be back in New York to face charges as soon as tomorrow. Prosecutors in Manhattan say Luigi Mangione may waive extradition. RFK Jr. tapped to head Health and Human Resources, met with senators ahead of his confirmation hearings. He's facing backlash over his stance on vaccines. Today, telling reporters he's all for the polio vaccine. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Act 10 ruling is raising the stakes for the state Supreme Court election in the spring. The controversial 13-year-old law strictly limited public sector bargaining rights in Wisconsin. Last week, a Dane County judge struck down a big portion of the law, but Republicans have already filed an appeal. Michael Childers is a labor education professor at UW-Madison. He says the law also brought the state back more than 50 years, as Wisconsin was a pioneer in the fight for workers' legal rights.
It was the first state in the nation that allowed formally for public sector bargaining and then became the first to basically greatly curtail bargaining rights for all but police and fire in the state.
He says Act 10 changed the ability of public sector workers in Wisconsin to have influence over their workplace. Wisconsin experienced the largest decline of union membership in the U.S. over the past decade. The case is almost certainly headed to the state Supreme Court. If Act 10 is struck down by Wisconsin's high court, it could open the door for a resurgence of union engagement across the state. The court currently has a liberal majority, so the public workers who filed the lawsuit hope justices act before the election. A report from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction found that students in the state are struggling in standardized testing, specifically in math. The report found that less than half of public school students scored as proficient in math during the 2023-24 school year, and school choice programs students had a math proficiency rate of about 28%. Education officials cited the COVID-19 pandemic as one of the major reasons for the declining test scores, forcing students to learn virtually to prevent the spread of the virus. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Packers beat the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay jumped out to an early lead and beat the Seahawks 30-13. The Packers scored on a 10-play opening drive. Running back Josh Jacobs was the ball carrier on 9 of those plays.
I always want to set the tone. I always want to start the game a certain type of way to create, you know, energy and things like that for the team.
The Packers offense began to sputter in the third quarter. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, it's something that we're going to have to clean up, just having that consistency through four quarters and be able to put together a four-quarter battle.
Next, the Packers host the Saints on Monday Night Football. College volleyball, the Wisconsin women's team losing the regional finals to Nebraska in 3 straight sets.
It's always hard when you lose that your last match. You feel for them, especially when you see the work that they do day in and day out, and stacking years on top of that.
As Badgers head coach Kelly Sheffield with sports, on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 20s. A cloudy sky for tomorrow with snow showers in the late afternoon and evening. High temperatures climb to the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy for Wednesday, a high to the upper 20s. More snow showers Wednesday night and Thursday. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Trigvi Olsen in the guest host chair. And if I make it back in time, I'll join you live as well. Be there.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who likes piña coladas, but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Schwabba.
Let's light it up. It's a new week, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Nightlight. This Monday night edition, we've waited all weekend to be back here talking about the things we love to talk about. And what better day to do it? Such a terrible thing that happened this morning in Madison at the Abundant Life Christian School. Horrible shooting, another one here in America. So let's put that behind us. Let's think of the victims and keep them in our prayers and do whatever we can to help out, especially if you live in the Madison area. I've seen an incredible reaction from the community. But let's put that aside for now and just try to escape a little bit with Nightlife, because that's why we're here, folks. We love to help you escape at the end of the day, even though it might be hard to do so sometimes with talk about movies and TV and comedy and music and Christmas, all kinds of fun stuff. We'll do that over the next 2 hours. So wherever you're joining us from in our great state, it is great to have you with me, whether it's on the app or on the old-fashioned radio or the stream. It's just great to have you, and I hope you guys participate in the show tonight. We have a great question. We have great guests, some funny clips, hopefully, that will bring a smile to your face and help you start off the week with a bang. This is the last full week before Christmas, so that's kind of exciting. I'm kind of dreading that time after New Year's Day. You got that last weekend, and then you're kind of into the thick of it. You don't have major releases coming out movie-wise. There will be some new cool shows to binge-watch, some NFL playoffs, maybe some basketball if you're into that. But it's sort of like ordinary time. So let's enjoy, and that was a Catholic Church reference. I spent much of my childhood in the Catholic Church, and I know all those phrases. Ordinary time, the gospel. I was in church this past weekend, Conrad. Did you know that?
You were at a wedding?
I was at a wedding. It was a lovely ceremony. My niece Chloe got married. And it's so weird. You know, it was not a big... Sometimes it's easy when there's a huge... Like we had like a 300-person wedding when my wife and I got married. You could lose yourself in the crowd, the dance floor, whatever. There were like 80 people at this wedding. And they were all fantastic. Everybody, you know, both sides of the family were wonderful and people mingled. And it was just a really nice wedding. But I realized that when the dance floor is not as crowded and they're playing a fun song, it's really awkward when you make eye contact with another dude while you're dancing to, like, you know, Dexy's Midnight Runners or something. Because you don't know, like, you kind of, like, you're very happy and you exchange a smile, but then it's like, does it get weird if I turn back to my people? Do I have to keep fast dancing with this dude a little bit? Like, what would you do in that situation? It's tough.
You just gotta look them even more in the eyes and say, we're here.
Yeah, but what I mean, am I going to double down and ask him to slow dance or what? I mean, it's just an awkward.
Why not?
It's kind of like you just look at him, you give him one of these, and then you just turn back to your people, but it's still awkward. Like, you don't want to offend him or go, oh, this guy's terrible. I can't dance in the same vicinity with him. But it's also kind of weird. And then I bet my son $10. I go, I'll give you $10 if you just stare at the DJ for the next 5 minutes and dance right in front of him. And he almost did it. Those are the kind of things you got to do to amuse yourself. But a wonderful wedding. Weddings are so much fun. They're fun when you're not involved in them directly. Like, I really literally had no responsibilities. Oftentimes you have to do a reading or usher or your groomsman or bridesmaid or whatever. But this was fun. We could just kind of kick back, relax. And it was a very fun weekend. And we had a show here Friday. How did that go? What did I miss? We put the whole thing together beforehand.
Yeah.
I assume it went off without a hitch.
Yeah, no, it was great. And, listening back to the new Life Mark movie.
Yeah.
I need to watch it.
I know. We got to listen to that again. I feel weird playing it when I was gone. Yeah. We had so much on our plate last week putting that show together. And it'd be so weird, like, if the ratings were through the roof for the show that I actually wasn't here live for. I get a call from Sage. Hey, do you mind pre-recording all your shows? I don't know what you did, but that was great. But it was weird not being here on Friday, but it was fun. We were down north of the Chicago area in an area called Deer Park. Very familiar with the area of Chicago and the north suburbs, but I had never been that far west. And we stayed in a hotel, and we had my mother-in-law who needed a handicap room. So they put us in a hotel. Their idea of a handicap bathroom is a shower with a bar in it, but one you still have to step into. And a toilet that's like a foot off the ground. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Honestly, we're like trying to get our money back. It was so stupid. And they're like, well, we thought that's what you meant. I'm like, oh my God. You cannot be in the hotel business and actually say that and mean it. Or you're just a complete imbecile. Or they know they're full of it and they're just trying to get you away from the front desk. But I don't let stuff like that go. It irritates me. And my wife doesn't let it go. In fact, it was to the point where I had to kind of walk her and steer her away from the desk. Come on, honey. This person making, $15-20 an hour is not the decision maker who's going to give us our money back.
Yeah.
She's just doing her job, She was lovely. But anyway, it's terrible. A lot of stuff going on here at Civic Media, though, folks, especially this time of year. We've got our grown-up gift list. Text to win contest. Listen weekdays at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. It looks like people have really been digging this.
Oh, yeah.
Because the numbers are way up. People love the contest. This is like the third one we've done since we've been doing Nightlight, and it's just, I think it's doing great. So you listen at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m. for the keywords to your text to text for your chance to win in our grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest. You could win $100 cash. Who doesn't need that kind of money this time of year? That's some good walking around money. A Chula Vista overnight stay. That's in the Wisconsin Dells. Wonderful place. And you also are entered to win one of 8 grand prizes on our grown-up gift list, which includes new luggage, a humidifier. People might go, oh, a humidifier. I'm telling you, this time of year, you need a humidifier.
Oh, yeah.
When it gets really crazy dry. And a remote vacuum. Am I saying that right? Is it one of those things that kind of goes around the room on its own?
I'm kind of scared of those.
Those still freak me out. I know. I'm like a family dog that it's so creepy. But get in on the fun, folks. It's a great contest. It's so easy. All you do is text in the keyword, and they give it to you right at the top of the hour. Send your text in. Sit back and watch the fun begin. Also, a week from tonight, or I should say Christmas Eve, actually, we will be doing a special show here on Nightlight. We are encouraging listeners to text in, email in your Christmas story. It could be your favorite Christmas story, movie, song, whatever, recipe. What do you got, folks? Lay it on us. Email us at nightlight@civicmedia.us. That's N-I-T-E-L-I-T-E at civicmedia.us. We will read your words on the air. We're going to do as much of this in the show throughout the course of the show as we can. We'll also have a couple special visitors on our Christmas Eve show. And we'll be on 2 hours early from earlier, from 4 to 6 instead of 6 to 8. And that will kick off, I want to say it's probably more than 24 hours, like 36 hours or 30 hours of Christmas music here at Civic Media. So we will all be off on that day. It's a wonderful day. You're not probably going to be listening to the radio anyway. Hopefully you're hanging out with family or watching Christmas movies and listening to some Christmas tunes here at Civic Media. So, but send us your stories. Send us your recipes, your favorite cookies or songs or carols or stories or traditions that you have. Whatever it is, folks, email us at nightlight@civicmedia.us and we will read it on the air next Monday. Next Tuesday. I'm sorry. Why do I think Christmas Eve is Monday night?
It feels like it.
It's not going to happen. I got to let it go. So we'll do that. That'll be fun next Tuesday night to kick things off, to kick off a very Civic Media Christmas. We have a lot going on, too. We've got, I watched a movie over the weekend. My son and I in our hotel room put on the movie Carry On.
Yes, I watched it last night.
Did you like it?
There's some moments in there that were hard to watch, but it was a pretty good movie.
See, I go the opposite way. I say there are some moments in there that were pretty cool, but it was hard to watch for the most part.
Really?
Yeah, and my son started giving me a hard time. He's like, Dad, you're just saying that because I recommend this. But I'm not. I don't know. There was little moments in the story where, you know, the bad guy is Jason Bateman, and he's great. And the good guy is the guy who played Eggsy in The Kingsman. I can't think of his name. Taron Egerton.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, he's a good actor. I thought he was miscast. And there's one point where the bad guy walks by one of the TSA agents at the airport and does something, and the guy drops dead of a heart attack. 20 minutes later in the movie, which is basically kind of almost in real time, they're like, we just got the tox screening back. It wasn't a real heart attack. I'm like, there's no way they would know that.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
It was stuff like that throughout the story where I was rolling my eyes, and I'm like, and, you know, he's standing there. Basically, what happens is Jason Bateman puts an earpiece in one of the things that goes through the TSA, and he says, the guy, he calls him, right, and says, put the earpiece in.
Text, here's a text, random text, he said, put it in.
Put it in, and then once the earpiece is in, he tells him, you let one guy go through security for one life, and it's his fiance's wife or his girlfriend's wife. So I just had a hard time believing a guy would do that. And then he's sitting there at his post talking into the earpiece. His lips are moving when no one's around him. I'm like, he's going to look crazy.
Yeah, no, I thought the same thing when he's in his post and he's just talking to no one. I'm like, wait, how is no one like, hey, buddy, is he good?
I thought it could have been good. I just thought it was lazy writing. And I thought I equated it to one of my favorite films, Collateral, where Tom Cruise is messing with Jamie Foxx, but it's done in a smart way. This was kind of the opposite of that. And also, my son said it reminded him of Paul Blart because this guy's running through. It was like Collateral meets Paul Blart with a dash of Nonstop with Liam Neeson.
I saw a headline for this, and it said, "What?" The reason I watched it, it said, Carry On is so good that you need to watch it twice.
Really?
I saw the headline on Facebook, and I was like, is it really that good?
I'm not going to do that. I'll tell you this. It got like 85% or 80% maybe on Rotten Tomatoes from critics, 60% from audiences.
Oh, wow.
So that tells me there's a disconnect somewhere. I'm going to dig deeper into this, folks. I won't leave you hanging. Lots to get to on this show tonight. We haven't even done the question. We haven't introduced the guest. Heather Arndt is here tonight, folks. She's a local actress who's great. And comedian Rob Brackenridge is here at 7:25. Heather's here at 6:35. We will drop the question of the night when we come back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Following up our report on states which have passed a Voting Rights Act comes an authorization to collect signatures for the Ohio Voters Bill of Rights, protecting voters from suppression tactics and implementing reforms like automatic voter registration. The state of Ohio tried to reject it. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost twice objected to the title of the measure, tactically delaying the measure beginning in early 2024 so it couldn't make the November ballot. October 30th, the Ohio Supreme Court ruled that the AG did not have the authority to reject it on the basis of its title. Then in mid-November, the Ohio Ballot Board, headed by Secretary of State Frank LaRose, approved the measure to collect signatures. If passed, the constitutional measure, similar to Michigan's 2022 initiative, would enshrine Ohio voters' right to vote early in person, by mail, or on Election Day, and to do so without intimidation or harassment. It allows voter registration online, at the DMV, and on Election Day. It gives municipalities flexibility to expand polling locations and use drop boxes, and directs that state government and the courts should defer to supporting voters' rights. Given the state's derailment of November's citizen-led redistricting commission, expect more state-sponsored shenanigans before voters weigh in. We have the full text of the Ohio Voters Bill of Rights at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is funny. Matt from Richland Center is addressing my awkward moment on the dance floor where I made eye contact with a stranger, a guy about my age. We both had huge smiles on our faces and we locked eyes during Come On Eileen on the dance floor. And I can't believe how awkward the moment was. It's not a big deal. You're dancing, but we literally made eye contact. And we held it just for a bit and kept dancing. And then I did like a casual turn back to my family and we kept dancing. But it was awkward. Matt says locking eyes with someone you don't know very well while fast dancing to Come On Eileen is a problem that should be avoided. Matt, I stumbled into it. I certainly wasn't seeking to look into another man's fiery eyes during a Dexy's Midnight Runner song. It wasn't terrible. I like when strangers connect, sharing a moment. Like in a checkout line when someone's being difficult or, you know, on the street when you're trying to help someone. But yeah, dancing at a wedding, it was odd. I'm not going to lie. So great show tonight, folks. Great to have you with us tonight here at Nightlight. Heather Arndt is here tonight. She is my first guest at 6:35. She is a local actress, Northeast Wisconsin based, and she's on a tear lately, booking a lot of stuff and acting in some really cool stuff, winning a couple of awards, which is always nice. She will be here at 6:35. This will be the first time I've met Heather in person, so I'm excited to have her on the show. Comedian Rob Breckenridge will be here at 7:20. Rob's always fun. He's going to share some road stories. And he's one of those comics, Conrad, you just kind of let him go. He's so much fun. He gets off on a tangent. He's doing a voice, and I just love having the guy in the studio. So two studio guests tonight. That's exciting. And that leads us, ladies and gentlemen, to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What does chocolate cover most deliciously? What is your favorite chocolate-covered something or other? Peanuts, raisins, ice cream, strawberries? Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What does chocolate cover most deliciously? What would you say, Conrad? What are you going with there?
I'm a sucker for hot fudge sundaes.
Ice cream. Okay, that's a good one, yeah. I'm going to go strawberries.
Yeah, that was a close second for me as well. It's so good.
It's a great combo, and especially when, like, this wedding I was at didn't have it, but they have some of those chocolate fountains. And you can stick like a banana under there or strawberry. Chocolate covered strawberries, I feel like, too, you're getting, it's kind of healthy. You're at least getting the strawberry. As opposed to when you go into the movie theater and empty pounds of M&Ms into your mouth. Or,
yes.
You know, I like, but let's be honest, I like it all. But my favorite is probably a chocolate covered strawberry.
I actually don't like chocolate covered bananas.
Really?
I like bananas.
Yeah.
But there was one time where I had a really like gross one. I never had one again.
Oh, that's, yeah, but that's not the chocolate's fault.
I think it might have been. I don't know.
The chocolate corrupted the banana. What does chocolate cover most deliciously, folks? Especially this time of year, you can have fun with that one. Cookies, peanut butter, whatever. Peanut butter balls, you ever eat those at the holidays? Delicious Christmas cookie. Let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app. That's very easy to use. We are on statewide, so you just click the little text icon and fire away, and we will read it on the radio. Conrad, how can people watch the radio?
Yeah, so we're on WISS, WGBW, and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on Facebook. On YouTube, we're on WGBW and Civic Media. And on Twitter, we're Civic Media and WGBW.
We are not on Blue Sky yet, are we?
Not yet.
All right, we'll get there.
I don't actually don't know how, like, if they do have a streaming thing on there yet.
Yeah, maybe not. I just got on. I like it. I'm digging it. It's much less toxic than Twitter. I'm still on Twitter, and I go there for news. It has a function, but I really, really like the energy right now of Blue Sky, I have to admit. So I hope they get a stream. All right. So last week, all month, folks, we're doing Lifemark movies, movie trailers. I just write them here, and we produce them in-house here. And this is just a taste of what you could see as a Christmas film on the Lifemark Network. Conrad, roll it.
Lifemark's very melancholy Christmas continues with this week's film, My Husband's Turtleneck. Penelope was still grieving her husband, Barry, who went missing last Christmas when she fell into his best friend Dave's arms and his bed. He helped her heal, but now, 1 year later, he's ready to pop the question. Even though Barry was the love of her life, Penelope was ready to accept his proposal until she noticed something in Dave's closet.
Penny, honey, you've made me the happiest man in the world. Will you marry me?
Oh, Dave, you've been my rock since Barry disappeared last Christmas. Wait, what is that?
What is it, babe?
Is that Barry's turtleneck?
Penelope, I can explain.
You can explain Barry's Christmas turtleneck covered in blood and hanging in your closet, you sick freak? That's what he was wearing the day he went missing. You killed him!
It was an accident.
You bastard!
Wait. Listen, will you just be quiet and let me explain? Look, I told him I loved you, and he couldn't handle his best friend being so madly in love with his wife. It wasn't my fault. It's like he went crazy. I had to punch him a couple times just to settle him down. Next thing I know, we got into a fight, and it just happened. All because I love you so much.
Really?
I wanted to marry you since the day I met you.
Oh, you're so sweet, but I'm going to need some time with this.
Take all the time you need. I love you.
This Christmas, don't miss My Husband's Turtleneck, a story of true love at any cost. Playing all month long on Lifemark.
Oh, that's one to see.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what's going to happen, but it's just fun to see two people ending up together. Every couple has a great story of how they met.
That one's a little different.
Well, look, the guy killed her husband, but he did it out of love. And it just escalated. Stuff happens, right? You can't.
I guess so.
The guy's only human. So that's playing all month on Lifemark. Folks, I'm excited. Heather Arndt is here. She is a local actress, and we're going to talk to Heather. She's got some fun stuff going on. Rob Brackenridge is here in studio at 7:20. Two in-studio guests on a Monday night. Can you beat that? Our question of the night is, what covers chocolate most deliciously? Send in your text and we'll read them on the radio. We will do all of that and introduce you to Heather Arndt, if you don't already know her. That's coming up next after award-winning news here at Civic Media. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sat there at the table and acted real naive. For I knew that topless lady had something up her sleeve. Where she danced around the barroom.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Managing stress is a challenge for everyone today and is especially challenging for farmers when so many things are out of their control. But with the right support and resources, it is possible to navigate these pressures and reduce stress. Navigating Your Ag Business from Stress to Success is an online course sponsored by UW-Madison Division of Extension's Farm Management Program and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Farm Center. Joy Kirkpatrick is a UW-Madison Division of Extension Farm Management Outreach Specialist.
Farmers have all kinds of things that can be stressors, and they can be different for each farm. So this program really helps farmers think about what their unique stressors might be in the moment and help them put together a plan that can help them address that stress.
By participating in this program, farmers can build a more resilient and sustainable future for their businesses and their families. Kirkpatrick says those interested can begin the next Navigating Your Ag Business from Stress to Success online course January 1st.
The online part where we meet as a group through Zoom live is actually going to be on Tuesday evenings from 6 to 7:30. But there are online stuff that they need to read and watch videos and things like that on their own as well.
For more information about the online course, go to go.wisc.edu/NYAB or email joy.kirkpatrick@wisc.edu or call 608-263-3485. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Zombie fans will be excited to learn that the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days Later franchise is just around the corner. The film is called 28 Years Later and stars Aaron Taylor Johnson and Ralph Fiennes. Boyle returns to the director's chair for this film after executive producing the second installment of the franchise 28 weeks later. Ben Stiller can be downright rude, at least when he's playing Hal, the role he is playing again in Happy Gilmore 2 with Adam Sandler. In an interview with Yahoo News, Stiller said about his character, "He's just so mean and he just hates Happy so much. You don't have to worry about having any redeeming qualities or being likable," which is great. For whatever reason, the plot for Happy 2 is being kept completely under wraps. Shooting for the film has been completed and a tentative release date is set for July 2025 on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, to a low in the upper 20s. A cloudy sky for tomorrow with snow showers in the late afternoon and evening. High temperatures climb to the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy for Wednesday, a high to the upper 20s. More snow showers Wednesday night and Thursday. It's 42 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Dr. Tim Slecker. Hey, that's me filling in for Dom. Join me and some educated educators for a special episode on what's happening and what needs to happen in our classroom.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Good choice, Conrad. Thank you. making
you're welcome.
Relive a memory from the wedding dance floor the other day. From the 262, cherries. Our question of the night is, what does chocolate cover most deliciously? And the 262 says cherries. That's one I didn't think of. That's a good one. Aunt Carla from Baraboo checks in and says, hello, Conrad and Pete. Chocolate covered toffee. That's another one I didn't think of right away. That's a great one, Carla. Thank you. Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite chocolate covered is peanut butter, as in Reese's peanut butter cups. You can't go wrong with that either. I mean, honestly, chocolate is kind of the best part about all these things, if you ask me. And Michael from Tosa says, chocolate covered candied ginger or candied orange peel. Yes, orange peel I've had. That is dynamite with chocolate. And you wouldn't think it would be, but chocolate and oranges actually go well together. But again, I think it's the chocolate. All right, my guest is staring at me like I have two heads, and it is high time we introduce my first guest of the evening. She is a Wisconsin-based, more specifically a Green Bay-based actress who is kind of on a roll, and she is joining me tonight in studio, which is so fun to talk about the acting profession and what's going on here in Wisconsin. Heather Arndt joins me. Yeah, how are you?
Thanks for having me. Hey, let me chime in on the chocolate.
Yeah, please. I was going
to
ask you.
Yeah, I actually did a shoot, and we had to do chocolate-covered cheese.
Oh, God.
Now, okay, that's what I thought at first, but then I thought about it. I'm like, I like cheese. I like chocolate. It was literally the best thing I've ever had in my life.
How is that possible?
Yeah, it was great. It was almost like a chocolate-covered cheesecake after you dipped it in.
Oh, okay.
So it was really, really good.
Yeah, cheesecake.
It was part of like a dairy, you know, Farmers of America promotion, and I ate a lot of cheese over 2 days. A lot of cheese.
But you got paid to do it, which is nice.
Which, you know, and I love cheese. My dad was actually worked in a cheese plant for 25 years, so I am cheese all the way through. And
Wisconsin girl, born and bred.
That's right. Meat and potatoes.
All right. Love it. I would have had a stew here for you if I had known that. Conrad, make a note of that. Next time Heather's here, let's have a
stew
nice
and cheese.
Hot
yeah.
stew.
Sounds good.
Stew and chocolate-covered cheese.
Chocolate-covered cheese. You guys have to try it. Like a fondue pot of
yeah,
cheese.
Yeah, okay. I guess that.
Dip it in, you know. And the chocolate-covered cherries would have always been my favorite, but it's kind of a pain to always keep making.
Yeah.
Nutella on top of your.
But is that full-blown chocolate, Nutella? I see
well,
people eat that.
It's not full-blown, but it tastes pretty good.
It has
it
chocolate,
takes you
yeah.
from the time, you know, where you okay. have to normally make the chocolate-covered cherries.
You just,
Nutella.
Yeah.
Okay?
I would just have a chocolate fountain in my house running at all times. I don't know how expensive
it
that is.
It seems unhygienic to keep running.
Well.
The dust and whatnot.
All right, Heather, you know what? You're already on my nerves, and you just got here, so don't poo-poo my
I mean, I'm loving it, but also I'm thinking about it because I'm also that person that, like, will put Christmas gifts under the tree early, and by the time Christmas comes, they're dusty.
Oh, wow.
But I have, like,
how early
dogs.
Are we talking here?
Well, not that much, but my dogs really kick up a lot of dust.
Okay.
And I do have children still at home, so by the time, if I put it out a few weeks ahead of time because I'm an early shopper.
Oh, that's funny.
It's like, oh, those are dusty. Whose name is that?
Okay. Well, that's, your preparedness is impressive, so
that's right.
I will resend. You do have officially an invite over to enjoy my chocolate fountain
okay,
one of these days. So you're back in my good graces. You have said you have kids at home still. Like they should be out of the house. You don't look old enough to have
kids. Well, I have four kids.
Oh, dear.
Two of which are adults.
Okay.
One that's turning, what, was she 22? One that's turning 20.
Wow.
Yeah, I have one that is a junior in high school and one little straggler that is turning 13.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Your work cut out for you. So you bring a lot of emotion to your acting just based on your home life. I would imagine you have lots to draw from.
Yeah. I mean, I've been crying for the last 20 years.
You can cry on cue.
That's true. But that was really from my childhood of, you know, my mom really had me growing up on soap operas. Soap operas were huge in the 80s and 90s.
Right.
She watched all my children, and we didn't have the internet. So what else was I going to do?
Yeah.
So I literally practice in the mirror every single day and just, like, teaching myself how to cry and cue. And that's
no kidding.
How I learned to cry and cue.
And it's hard to do. That's like, I mean, a lot of people have said that's the hardest thing for an actor to do is just to start to cry.
Yeah.
My kids are both acting, and it's like, you know, they can do it. I never could do it. I wasn't as serious an actor as they were, but I don't know how people do that. What do you think about when you have to do that?
Honestly, I don't really have to think about anything. I know a lot of people will draw from experiences or something sad, but I just need, like, you know, some moments to kind of just set myself up for it. I just kind of, I kind of stare off before I do my scene where I have to cry.
Okay.
And then once we get into it, I'm, you know, crying and
do you just not blink for a while and then your eyes kind of water up naturally?
Yeah, or? I just, like, I could start crying now. We don't want to start crying now. We don't want to ruin our makeup that we...
I usually do like to delve into people's childhoods when they come on the show and pull a Barbara Walters and make... Do you cry when you think about having to eat chocolate-covered cheese again? Is that something you can pull?
Well, I mean, I could if they needed me to. I don't think that would be good for business on that one. But
maybe not.
I used to, actually, when my kids were younger, I'd be in the car with them and... you know, they're in their car seats behind, and I would be talking and laughing, and I'd turn around and I have tears running down my face because I can do it while I'm still upbeat.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, my God, Mom, what's wrong? And I'm like, oh, no, nothing, just practicing. I want to make sure I could still do this.
My mom is such a good crier. That's so great. I'm one of those people, though, that I, when I start laughing, I'll have, like, this fit where I can't control myself. And usually I think it's some type of emotional release. I'll laugh so hard. That I'll
start
crying like crazy.
Really?
And my kids laugh, and they'll see me start on a laughing jag, and they'll go, oh boy, here we go. And
you know what? That is my favorite, though. I love when people laugh like that. I love it.
That's great. I know. I'm excited. All right, so you can cry on cue. Tell us how you said you acted when you were younger. How did you get into the acting game? How old were you? I know you took a break off to do some other things, like raise your kids. Yeah. But what got you into it?
Well... gosh, I grew up with Shanana, if you're familiar with that show. It is super old.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Bowser. Are you familiar with that show?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, because some, you know, some people I talk to are like, what are you talking about? This just ages
I
us.
I think I'm older than you, so sadly, I'm very familiar with Shanana.
Yeah. Well, so that was my favorite show. I loved the singing aspect of it. I love that. And at a very young age, I always said, I'm either going to be a singer or an actor. Those were like my two things. And growing up in the country and growing up without the internet, I really had no direction when I turned 18 of how could I do this.
Okay.
And my parents weren't connected in the industry, so it was kind of like, well, time to delve into the real world, Heather.
Yeah.
And so I really kind of came back into it. Like, I was doing some theater and stuff like that, and I did stuff in high school and musicals and all those fun things that you did. But it wasn't till I started working for Gannett, which was our Green Bay Press, because that was our big newspaper here.
Yeah.
And I was actually in the elevator with one of our photographers, and they were talking about doing a shoot for a cover of a magazine that we had, and they were looking for a cover model. So I was like, oh, well, I'll do it. And it was just kind of happenstance that we were in the elevator together. So I started working with him on some projects, and then one of my clients said, you should really sign with an agency. And this was like in my very early 20s at this point. And I'm like, I don't know. I didn't really know anything about agencies.
Right.
And long story short, I signed with an agency. I was still finding a lot of work on my own because Craigslist was huge, but not in a creepy way back then.
Right.
Like, you could find legit work. So I started doing some work in Chicago. And it just kind of came full circle. You're right. I was raising kids, so I didn't do a lot of movies or anything like that that took me away from the kids more than like a few hours out of the day. But now that they're getting older, really the big push for the last year now for me is getting back into what I really love to do. And, you know, film work and just all the stuff. I'll travel anywhere now.
That's so great. You know, and it's interesting because I've had weird experiences when it comes to acting. Like, there's an actor called Dennis Farina, who was my Little League coach growing up in Chicago. And he went on to be in, you know, Get Shorty and Midnight Run and Crime Story and Law and Order. So I saw him as a Chicago cop start taking acting when he was like in his 40s or 30s or whatever. And then when I lived in L.A., a casting director, my partner and I had sold a script and we went in for a meeting and he said, oh, you want to be an actor too? And I said, yeah, I'm trying to act. And he said, don't bother. He goes, there's so many white dudes in their 20s. He goes, you want to do something cool? Reintroduce yourself when you're like 45. They always love to see a new face. And that always kind of resonated with me.
Yeah, that's
so
interesting.
It's interesting to your story, though. Like, it's great that you had success earlier, but it's never too late to start again, too. They're always looking for different roles.
But I also think it's a little bit more forgiving for men in this industry.
Yeah, probably.
I think It's a little bit harder for, I think we're just more scrutinized and we can do it to ourselves too, but that's just kind of the way the industry is. Everyone's looking, you know, when guys get older, do you guys look distinguished? Yeah. And girls, it's like, oh, she didn't age well. So I think there is a little bit of that pressure as well.
Has it gotten any, do you think it's gotten better or have things changed at all on that front?
I think that there are some like A-list actors that are trying to make that shift.
Yeah.
And where people are seeing that and are happy that that's, you know, coming about. But I still think there is that little bit of,
yeah,
you know, you don't want to be the 50-year-old woman walking in there that actually looks 50, which is really funny.
That's terrible.
I know.
That is the voice of Heather Arndt. She is a Wisconsin actress based here in Green Bay, and she's making it work somehow, and it's great to have her here in the studio. So I know that you have any of your kids shown an interest in the business?
Oh gosh. Well, when they were younger, my youngest, she kind of was involved in the industry since she was a baby. She still does things here and there. And right now she's in her school musical, but as they got older and they became teens in high school, they decided, oh, I don't know if I want to be doing this. I don't want my friends seeing that.
Oh no.
Yeah. So they kind of all pulled away from it. So the only one left right now is my youngest that's in it, but I don't know for how long.
Okay.
But I was actually just talking to my mom about this the other day, and I said, you know, it's not for everybody. And
right,
this industry is not for the faint of heart.
For
so,
sure.
There's a lot of rejection, and there's just a lot of self-motivation on your own part. You have to get up every day and do these auditions and be looking for work. So
right,
it's not, it's nothing stable. So if you're okay with being unstable and never know what to your day's going to bring.
Who doesn't love being unstable? I agree with you, but I also think, like, in this area, it's so sports-centric, and I love sports. Mm-hmm. I played sports, not particularly well, but I feel like there should be more of an emphasis on the arts with kids, and I find that when kids do follow that passion, like you did, or like your kids might, or my kids might, even if they don't become huge movie stars, which the chances are they won't, they find peripheral activities.
Right.
Like starting an agency like you did, or casting, or, you know, running your own catering business. Like there's so many ways to make a living that you never hear about.
And I even think, I was just having this conversation like a day or two ago, that being in this acting industry and doing commercials, or just even anybody in the community taking an improv class, is actually such a life skill for the rest of your life, to help you with speaking in front of other people or having that great customer service for someone. Now, my youngest that's been doing it this whole time, she is amazing. She seems way more mature than she is. She's outspoken. She's super smart and talented. And I think it's just a lot of it has to do with just being immersed in that since she was a baby.
That's a great point. Yeah, you're absolutely right. All right, so you have some stuff going on, too. I think we should probably get to that after the break. I want to hear about all the projects you're working on. And tell me this, though. What is the climate like for actors in Wisconsin? Like, you just said you've never been to L.A., but you've booked gigs in Chicago and Minnesota and Indiana. What is the climate like here? Is it harder to get work here, or do you just have to work a little harder?
I think, you know, Chicago being our closest major market, I think there is a lot of opportunity because it's not that far away and you can work on shows and all sorts of things out there. I think Wisconsin, from what I'm seeing, there are so many amazingly gifted and talented directors, producers that are doing a lot of indie films.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's going to explode and go even farther because I feel like there's so many talented people out there. So I feel like there is opportunity. You just have to find it.
I totally agree with you. Let's pick up there. Let's expand upon that a little bit, and then we'll talk about some of the projects you're working on right now that you've been booked in. We have a working actress here, ladies and gentlemen, in Green Bay, and the film community is thriving.
Yes.
Thanks to people like Heather. So we'll get more into that when we come back. Our question, once again, is what does chocolate cover most deliciously? Let us know your answer, and we'll read it on the radio. How fun does that sound? This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the center, WRCE.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Following up our report on states which have passed a Voting Rights Act comes an authorization to collect signatures for the Ohio Voters Bill of Rights, protecting voters from suppression tactics and implementing reforms like automatic voter registration. The state of Ohio tried to reject it. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost twice objected to the title of the measure, tactically delaying the measure beginning in early 2024 so it couldn't make the November ballot. October 30th, the Ohio Supreme Court ruled that the AG did not have the authority to reject it on the basis of its title. Then in mid-November, the Ohio Ballot Board, headed by Secretary of State Frank LaRose, approved the measure to collect signatures. If passed, the constitutional measure, similar to Michigan's 2022 initiative, would enshrine Ohio voters' right to vote early in person, by mail, or on election day, and to do so without intimidation or harassment. It allows voter registration online, at the DMV, and on election day. It gives municipalities flexibility to expand polling locations and use drop boxes, and directs that state government and the courts should defer to supporting voters' rights. Given the state's derailment of November's citizen-led redistricting commission, expect more state-sponsored shenanigans before voters weigh in. We have the full text of the Ohio Voters Bill of Rights at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
We're back. So great to have you here with me tonight at Nightlight, folks. It's a Monday. We're doing Monday like it's a Thursday, though. Would you say, Conrad, what kind of vibe are you getting tonight? Tuesday, Thursday? Heather's here.
I'm feeling like a Friday.
Friday?
Okay. Friday, yeah.
Is that because of Heather or just in general, a general vibe?
Well, we got two in-studio guests tonight.
Right.
So I think that's what...
I bring Friday vibes when I walk in.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. Rob does, too, so it really feels like a Saturday.
Oh,
this is just off the charts. It's crazy. All right. Heather Arndt is here. She is my in-studio guest. It's fun to have you here, Heather, and she lives locally, which is great. And she is, already kind of made a name for herself as an actress. Tell me, you sent me some projects you're working on. You're filming in Milwaukee this week, a mini series?
Yes.
What's
a mini
going on
series.
There?
So I'm really excited to be part of that. Season one is already out. On
what's it called?
Prime. It's called Let Me Be.
Okay.
It's by Swift Motion Pictures. And so I'm coming into this project in season two. I am the mother of one of the main characters, one of the leads. And it really kind of goes through our relationship. We haven't seen each other for a very long time since he was a kid. And it's me kind of coming back into his life after some tragedy has happened with him and his family. And I don't want to give anything away, but it kind of really ties into that. So it is an emotional journey for myself.
That's so cool. Like, how many episodes are you shooting?
Oh, gosh. I don't know how many episodes total are in there, but I just know how many scenes I'm shooting.
Okay.
So I'm shooting a couple days this week, and I know they're finalizing up their wrap. So I don't know when season two will be out, but when it is out, you'll be able to check it out on Prime, or you can check it out for free on Tubi. So,
I love Tubi.
Yeah.
And you know what? I hate commercials if it's on something I'm paying for. I don't mind them if it's on Tubi.
But you know what? On Tubi, it's like just super quick.
Yeah.
I don't know what the commercials are like on some of the other streaming services, but it just seems like it's super quick on there, and it doesn't really seem to bother me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was watching Day of the Jackal. I just finished it last night.
What is Day of the Jackal?
Oh, it's on Peacock.
Okay.
Which isn't bad. Peacock
is
like...
Do you pay for Peacock?
I do. Okay. It's like $6 a month. So it's not much.
Okay,
but
how many services do you have, though?
A lot.
Oh, my God.
I'm a big time. I'm an inside guy. I don't hunt. I don't fish. I watch color television.
Yeah.
Heather, that's what I do.
Do you? Okay, so many people, I've realized during Black Friday and Cyber Monday, canceled those subscriptions. and then get them under a different email.
Oh, that's for smart.
I did that this year. I'm saving like $400 a year.
Come on, really?
Yeah. I've never done it before, but I was like, so I canceled out and you just sign up under a different email.
Right.
And now I'm getting like Hulu, Disney, and then you could add stars for 99 cents a month. I'm paying $4.20 for those services.
Oh my gosh. See, so, I didn't think of that, but I do cancel. Like I'll binge something, then I'll cancel it for 3 months, then I'll add it again.
See, I can't cancel. I like that.
Well, I do too, but I like that there are no contracts. Like that was such a hustle when Spectrum would do that and you had to sign a year contract and all that stuff. But yeah, the commercials on Day of the Jackal were like 3 minutes. I'm like, what? That's like more than enough time than you need to run to the bathroom or go get something to drink. It's just so long. It's like an intermission, you know, and I don't need that.
I don't need that long. And that's on Peacock?
That's on Peacock. And it's a good show.
Okay.
I just finished it.
Well, I don't think I have Peacock.
You'd be well served. Maybe if the rest of this interview goes well, password. I'll give you my password.
Oh, I get to log into it. Wow.
I haven't even given Conrad.
Wow.
Well, it's the first time it's ever come up.
Hey, it's the nightlife. I mean, what are you going to do?
That's right. You watch TV.
You know, I do get Apple TV for free with my cell service.
Oh, that's nice,
so
too.
That's the only reason I got that, because I'm like, well, it's free. Yeah. So, you know, you can never cancel out of your cell service because they tied you in.
Well, Prime is that way, too. You get Prime for the packages and stuff, and then they throw in Prime, so it's like per month. It's not
a horrible
hit. I don't
even know what I'm paying, to be honest, anymore. I think, when they charge me, I'm not really even sure when that's happening anymore because I've had it so long.
I know.
I should probably be more aware of that.
We actually have a cover charge here when people come in, but we've been kind of slacking off with that.
Yeah. So,
I do have to say it's a different environment coming here at night than in the morning.
Is it? It's cooler. Isn't it cooler?
It's cool. But the morning is just it's like so bright, let's have coffee.
Yeah.
Now it's like, let's have drinks, guys.
You want to make
that's what it should be like, nightlife, you know?
Conrad, get Heather a coconut Susie.
Okay.
Let's turn this up a notch.
We'll shut up
Moscow mules are not prepared.
Oh, there we go. All right, so what do you like? All right, as an actress, what gets you most excited? This is a mini series. You've done indie films.
Yeah.
I assume you've done TV or stage. What gets you the most excited as an actress to work?
Gosh, you know, first of all, I love working on indie films. I think it is so fun. Those people are so invested in their films. And some of those people are just amazing, amazing. Yep. Like the level of professionalism and what they put out into that film is incredible. Even, stuff that we did 10 years ago was totally different. Even some of the student films, they're incredible. Just incredible.
And they're talented.
So talented. Yeah. And that is our next generation of filmmakers. Right. So I love doing film work. I think that's fantastic. I would love to do television stuff. That's great. But it's also fun just to do those commercials sometimes too.
Right. Commercial.
You know? I do like voice work.
Really?
I do a lot of voice work.
You got a good voice? What kind of voice work do you get? Like the medical thing or the buy this product thing?
I have done stuff for Wagner Home Sprayer, Hershey's. When Shopko was around, I was a Shopko mom.
Hey, nice. I'd kill to be a Shopko mom.
Yeah. I can talk really fast with a lot of verbiage to try to fit it in for my clients. So those are fun to me.
I thought you meant like an auctioneer or something.
Well, I mean, I've never been given the opportunity. But when they give me hardly any copy, then it's weird to me because I am a fast talker. So it's just, I got all the space to just really play with.
That was supposed to last a minute, Heather, and you burned through it in 8 seconds.
Yeah, we're at 28.3. Okay.
Can you stick around through the news?
Yeah.
All right. Heather Arndt is here, ladies and gentlemen. We're having fun here on Nightlight. We're going to do some news and come right back with more on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Earl Ingram.
Is marijuana legalization a mistake? Elton John thinks so. We'll discuss that and a whole lot more on the next Earl Ingram Show.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Authorities in Madison, Wisconsin say they completed the reunification of students who survived Monday's deadly mass shooting at a school. And sources tell ABC News a teenage female student at the Abundant Life Christian School shot and killed two people, a fellow student and a teacher. Six other people were hurt. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Of the six injured and taken to local hospitals, two students remain in critical condition. Their injuries are life-threatening.
Ukraine's military intelligence agency and the Pentagon say some North Korean troops have been killed in action in Russia's Kursk region, around 30 killed in a battle with Ukrainian troops over the weekend. A judge in New York City rejected President-elect Trump's bid to have his hush money conviction thrown out on the grounds of the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. This is ABC News.